This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The race for Hamilton County prosecutor may be the last stand for Republicans here. Democrats now hold every major countywide office except this one. We flipped a coin after we talked to both Republican Joe Dieters and Democrat Fanon Rucker to see who would go first in our show today. We start with Democrat Judge Rucker. Judge Fanon Rucker, welcome back to Cincinnati Edition.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
And Judge, last time we spoke, it was in the midst of a primary, a Democratic primary, that you ultimately won, and now you face the longtime Republican Hamilton County prosecutor, Joe Dieters. And our listeners heard me introduce you there as judge. Why go from judge to prosecutor?
You know, I get that question quite a bit on the trail. And what I explain in short form is that I've been very focused as a lawyer and as a judge on transparency and making sure our system is just and fair. And as a judge, I was able to guarantee that in my courtroom, 50 cases a day, 5 days a week, and the thousands of cases I represented on or that I was involved in, that justice was in fact served, that the public was treated with that measure that is expected of our system. But that's only one out of literally 40 courtrooms. As the prosecutor, I have the ability to oversee the policies that all of those courtrooms then are using by the prosecutors in those rooms. I have a much larger base to ensure that measure of justice that our citizens are entitled to and that we claim to try to give them.
Judge, we're having a conversation nationally, and maybe a conversation is a light way to put it, but what justice means and how justice has been lacking in certain corners of our population. And here in Hamilton County, the current prosecutor, Joe Dieters, talks about being tough on crime. And I'm wondering how you, I guess, would approach a tough on crime position with this reckoning that we're having over justice and the unequal ways that it's been executed upon, particularly the Black community.
Well, so what's interesting, and it's really kind of mind-blowing, who could have predicted last year this time when the race began that there would be all of these 2020 changes, what I call them, one of those being literally the largest social justice movement in history, where hundreds of thousands of citizens have been taken to the streets here in Hamilton County as well, demanding that our public officials and those in policymaking positions address what all of us universally recognize are disparities in our system, disparities along racial lines, disparities along socioeconomic lines. I mean, it's not even questioned that they exist. But what we have, particularly in our current prosecutor, is a passive attention or focus to these issues rather than an intentional focus on how we bridge these disparities. So when we hear tough on crime, that's really a I don't know. It's a slogan that's intended to give people a warm, fuzzy feeling that they can go outside and play in their streets and that they can go downtown and eat and be safe. But the reality is that's not what's been happening. And certainly people in all sectors of society don't feel that same way. So the idea of tough on crime. Well, yeah, I was a judge. And as a prosecutor, sure, I'll be tough on crime. But I also believe that we must be intentional about how we address the disparities in the system so that tough is not translated to oppressive to certain groups unequally. Justice demands consistency. And we've seen far too many times where there's inconsistency in how our current prosecutor meets out what we call justice. And that tough on crime is merely just a slogan and not a reality about how our system is actually proceeding or operating.
Judge Rucker, you told the Inquirer not that long ago that you perceive an implicit bias in the prosecutor's office against Black people. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, what I've talked about is the historic absence of particularly the African-American males in the prosecutor's office. I mean, there's 200 employees, and there literally has not been a Black male hired by that office as a prosecutor since 1999. And one of them there is a buddy of mine I graduated from law school with. And the on the other side of that, our criminal justice system has a reputation and has, by statistical analysis, a larger amount and greater number of heavy prosecutions of African-American males and poor folks. I mean, this is not reasonably questioned. And so when we don't have the existence of the demographic that is sentenced more harshly according to national and local statistics, the group that is has more of a presence in juvenile court, has more of a presence in municipal and common pleas court, I don't even know if they take implicit bias training in the prosecutor's office. I know that under Fanon Rucker, they will. I know that under Fanon Rucker, there'll be a requirement that each of the prosecutors understand the power that they wield in their positions, because they're going to watch 13. They're going to get a better understanding of the authority and the discretion and the persuasive power that they have in those courtroom in those individual cases to ensure that we're being equal and fair across the board in how we're dealing with our citizens.
Well, talk to me a little bit more about that, Judge, because what would the public see as a benefit of the diversification of the prosecutor's office under a prosecutor, Fanon Rucker?
Well, there's so many things about that. First of all, what we know is that our United States Supreme Court has recognized in the corporate sense that diversity is a compelling government interest. I mean, that was decided a long time ago. It's an important thing. We know that our multinational corporations decided a long time ago that it's better for their workforces to reflect the diversity of the customers and the communities that they live in. We live in the third largest county in the state. The prosecutor's office is essentially the largest law firm in our county. The customers or the citizens that are affected by its policies are as broad and ideologically and racially diverse as almost as the state of Ohio, perhaps even more so. And so what will people see? They'll see more engagement, better engagement with the broad sections of our community than we currently see. I'd ask people, when was the last time you saw a prosecutor at a community meeting? When was the last time, even with the chiefs of police, when was the last time the prosecutor was there? And I don't mean a representative, I mean the prosecutor himself, to actually hear and to engage in these populations. You'll have a prosecutor in Fanon Rucker who will not only do it, but has been doing it, has been personally engaged in broad sectors of our community. The presence is how you build trust. The presence of the prosecutors, the reflection of the prosecutors in the communities that they serve, is how you build trust with the community. You want to talk about bringing down crime? Well, you got to have collaboration and cooperation between law enforcement and the community and the system. Where there's an absence or where there's no intentional efforts to build that trust, it's a lot harder to have that cooperation, trust, and collaboration. I mean, there's just not only the visual part of it, but just the engagement with the community will be a whole lot different than we currently have.
And you're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're joined now by the Democratic nominee for Hamilton County Prosecutor, Judge Fanon Rucker. And Judge, you're a Democrat, and this office currently held by Republican Joe Dieters, your opponent in November's election, is really the last major countywide position held by the Republicans. I know we're talking significantly about racial issues, but is there anything from a partisan sense that you think the community would recognize should this position also change hands from Republican to Democrat?
Well, the first thing that they'll recognize is that we're going from a part-time prosecutor who spends part of his time focused on making money off the backs of individual cases rather than focused on the 800,000 citizens that we have in our county. He's part-time. It's not a part-time position. He is part-time, submits a document at the beginning of the term saying he's part-time and then collects six figures off of the county for splitting his attention and his time. Now, is that partisan? Well, it must be if the Republicans are strongly trying to keep that the way that we have our county by putting out these ads and of support. That should be unacceptable regardless of political party. Let me be real clear. I don't believe that partisan politics has any role to play when it comes to the fair administration of justice. No political party has a monopoly on the constitutional principles that our justice system is supposed to be based on. No political party should be interested in how our procedures are actually meted out. And certainly no political party should have a lock on any office as it relates to our court system. Everybody is impacted by what happens in that court system. Ideologically, racially, by gender, by crime statistic, and political party and political partisanship should not be the agenda that drives who's hired how those policies are made, who is supported, and what exactly is going on in that office. That's absolutely abhorrent. I reject it. I rejected it as a judge. I don't ascribe to it as a prosecutor. I believe that we have to focus first on how we achieve a just system. And our model is are the standards that our Ohio Supreme Court established for prosecutors. Our model is how our national prosecuting associations run. Our model is our Ohio State Prosecuting Association and the mantra and the model that they hold, which have nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with partisan politics. So what will people see that's different? Yeah, a prosecutor's office that's more focused on how we administer justice and how our office runs for the benefit of the entirety of the community than based on partisan politics. I won't require my prosecutors to work on people's campaigns and to give money to them. I won't require that, as that office has in the past. Let them be free to do the work that they came there to do without regard to the stress and the tension of being beholden to political partisanship.
We're talking with Judge Fanon Rucker, Democratic nominee for Hamilton County Prosecutor. He faces incumbent Republican Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters in November's election. Judge, Joe Dieters' campaign put out a statement earlier this month. It said, quote, "If your daughter, mother, or sister is murdered, who do you want to prosecute the case? Someone who has tried murder cases, including 5 serial killers, or someone who has never tried a felony case in his life?" I assume, Judge, that someone who has never tried a felony case in his life is a reference by Dieters to you. How do you respond to that?
Well, first, I suggest they check the record. I actually have tried a felony case before. But the reality is I've tried one less felony case in the past 4 years than my opponent. When was the last time that you saw our current prosecutor in the office trying a case or in the courtroom trying a case? It was 4 years ago. And if I recall the case, it was one that got a lot of publicity during the election. In fact, it was on TV every day up to the election. And the grandstanding that was made at the initiation of the case and even during the case, and then was unsuccessful on the case, I'm not sure that he wants to tout that as the reason that he should be the one who represents your mother or your daughter or your family member. In fact, if anyone saw our debate, if anyone stands next to us side by side, I would ask the question, who would you rather have represent you? I think that the universal answer would be, oh my goodness, that guy who was a judge, who presided over and ruled on evidence issues, who ruled on constitutional issues, who was argued in federal and state court in class action lawsuits and multi-million dollar actions on behalf of corporations. The lawyer who represented a municipality and public officials, who has represented police officers and also sued police officers. I think the answer to that question is a lot different than the question they asked in 2004. I think that the answer to that question is actually pretty obvious. Who would you rather have? The person who actually works full time at representing our community is who people would rather have. Second of all, let me just say, the truth is, and I don't know if people know this, but certainly that sounds good in a soundbite. But the prosecutor's chief responsibility is not to try cases himself. The primary role of the prosecutor is to be the chief legal officer for our county, for our county civil offices, and for our public officials. As the chief law enforcement officer setting policy for how the prosecutors handle their cases and recommend bond and recommend sentencing and prepare for their trials, not to try cases himself. And I know what he's talking about he did over a 20 and 30 year period. But what has he done in the past 4 years that suggests in any way that he's capable, interested, or able to be that strong advocating representative in a trial? I would suggest that we don't see it. And I would suggest that I'm the one that people would rather have.
Judge Fanon Rucker is the Democratic nominee for Hamilton County Prosecutor up against incumbent Republican Joe Dieters. Judge, one of your top priorities, according to your campaign, is bail reform, and it would eliminate cash bail for nonviolent offenses. Help us understand why that's important to you.
Sure. The United States Supreme Court decision some years ago reiterated what I think is logical to all of us, and that is pretrial detention. This is the legal part. Pretrial detention should be the limited exception, not the rule. Our Chief Justice in Ohio made it plain on July 4th, and it's something that I reiterate often. No one should be sitting in jail because they cannot afford not to be there. And I think that's really a basic principle that all of us as Americans and citizens agree on. No one should be sitting in jail simply because they cannot afford not to be there. Yet, in Hamilton County, as in New Jersey, and I mentioned New Jersey for a reason, on a daily basis, 65 to 70% here, in New Jersey was 75%, 65 to 70% of those who were sitting in jail were there and had not yet been found guilty of the offenses for which they were charged. And most of them were there because they cannot afford the bond. Well, all of them were there because they cannot afford the bond that the judges ordered for them to get out. So if we agree on the basic principle that no one should be sitting in jail because they cannot afford to be there, then it begs the question, well, what are we doing to ensure that that doesn't happen? In New Jersey, several years ago, they passed bipartisan bail reform where they eliminated cash bail for nonviolent offenses, reducing their jail population and reducing their homicide and violent crime rates 40% and 33% respectively. Now, how did they do that? Because it wasn't simply eliminating cash bail for nonviolent offenses, because that's that guttural reaction. Everybody, oh, my gosh, you're letting people out. No. What they did was they changed the focus of the question of pretrial detention, whether somebody sits in jail, from a question of how much money one has in their pocket. They used an assessment tool to determine what level of risk of harm to the community does this person pose. And if, based on the 6-7 question that they use to make that assessment, there's a threshold number that if that person presents that risk, they stay in jail. If they don't, regardless of the charge, they're out. And to allay fears, there was no increase statistically in people's refusal to come to court to have their cases heard. There's plenty of evidence. And look, I'm on a statewide commission working on bail reform that the Chief Justice put me on 2 years ago. And I'm the only judge, non-judge who's on there, and it's only 6 others. And so these are not statistics that I'm just pulling out of the air. These are things that I know. So what we know is there is no statistical difference between those who are ordered to come back and paying a bond versus those who come back. That's not the basis of whether people come back or not whether they have a bond. So what we'll do is the same thing that Columbus did, the same thing that Cincinnati did, and they, as a policy in their prosecutor's offices, changed how the prosecutors recommend bail under what circumstances to the court. Who accept, in a large basis, the recommendations coming from the prosecutors as persuasive? So not only will we change our policy with regard to nonviolent offenses, but what we'll also do is we'll use those same assessment tools in our recommendation that New Jersey is using that will help to lower violent crime and help to lower the murder rate, because the question will no longer be whether the person can afford to get out. It'll be whether or not they pose a risk of harm to the community. And that be the determinant of whether they should stay in pending charges or whether they should be on the street with their families and working and carrying on with their lives as the Supreme Court recommends.
We're talking with Judge Fanon Rucker, Democratic nominee for Hamilton County Commission. He faces Republican incumbent Joe Dieters in November's election. And Judge, we've got about 90 seconds left. I want to ask you about your proposal to establish a conviction integrity unit. How would you go about doing this?
What I would recommend, and since it's 90 seconds, I would recommend people go to Fanon Rucker, Facebook prosecutor page. I had a very deep dive conversation about our conviction integrity unit initiative with Mark Godsey, who is a professor and an expert nationally. And the conviction integrity unit is an avenue. Again, something that I think we all agree on. No one should be sitting in prison convicted of an offense for which they're innocent. And we saw a historic settlement by the city a couple of weeks ago that kind of speaks to this issue. Conviction integrity unit will be set up. There'll be several individuals who review transcripts. And we'll take a look at legitimate questions of exoneration of cases that have come through this prosecutor's office. It's been successful around the country. And at worst, we'll help to establish trust. At best, we'll actually find someone who's sitting in prison that shouldn't be there because they're innocent.
Fanon Rucker is the Democratic nominee for Hamilton County Prosecutor. Judge Rucker, we very much appreciate the time you gave us today. We hope to talk again soon.
Absolutely. So happy to have joined you. Have a wonderful day.
And we should note that Judge Rucker is a trustee for the Murray and Agnes Seasongood Good Government Foundation. The Seasongood Foundation provides annual support to WVXU's local government reporting. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our look at the race for Hamilton County Prosecutor. And here is our chat with incumbent Republican Joe Dieters. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters, welcome back to our show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. So glad you could be with us. Listen, I mean, before we get into the issues at hand, I want to talk to you as a Republican. You are basically the last standing Hamilton County Republican holding countywide office. After the primary was over and your Democratic opponent was known, the GOP chairman, Alex Triantafilou, said, you got three priorities this November, Joe, Joe, and Joe. Can you talk about wearing, I guess, the weight of the Republican Party in its last stand here?
Well, I think Alex just wants somebody to blame. I don't know what the, that's about. But we've, I was just telling a story. I ran into an older guy in the courthouse about 6 months ago, and he said, I didn't know who he was. He said, Joe, I've been around here a long time. He said, I just want to tell you, I never thought I'd see the day that when your grandpa, who was the sheriff, Dan Tehan, a Democrat, he goes, when your grandfather was the only Democrat that could win in Hamilton County, and now you might be the only Republican that can win in Hamilton County.
It's a full circle.
It's something, but, you know, it's, the county obviously has changed drastically, even in the last 4 years, in terms of demographics and Republicans versus Democrats and how their voting patterns are occurring. And it's for Alex, it's a real challenge. I mean, when you have the incumbent president leading your ticket in your own county down double digit amounts, that's hard to overcome. It's like standing on the first tee of a golf course and saying, I want you to give me two strokes a hole. I mean, it's hard to overcome that. And I know that they've been working very hard to get turnout going, but sometimes you can't stop the wave. Sometimes you just can't stop it. And if you look around Ohio, where I had the pleasure of running statewide twice, it's reflected in all the urban areas in Ohio. I think in 2000, I guess it was, I'm trying to think, Bush won. It would have been 2004, I guess. Helena County at that point was the only urban county outside of Texas that he won. So that even then it was developing that way. And if you look around Ohio, they call them donut counties like Claremont, Butler, Warren, where there's massive Republican turnout. But the urban areas themselves tend to lean Democrat. And that's the fight that the party has right now, is to make sure their voters show up and vote. But it's a tide that, you know, it's just that you deal with the hand you got. And that's the hand that Alex has right now. It's the hand that we've got. And, you know, so we got to get our message out best we can. And hopefully people will agree.
And we're going to talk about your message. We're joined by Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters. The Republican is up for re-election this year. He faces Democratic challenger Judge Fanon Rucker. Joe, this is a unique year. We're dealing with a pandemic, and we're dealing with this, what has been characterized as a reckoning on racial justice in this country. We've certainly seen protests here in Cincinnati, and there have been criminal charges related to some of those protests. We've seen calls for defunding the police. You refer to yourself as a guy who's tough on crime. And I know that that's a message that is often at conflict with what many people view as racial justice, because they've looked at the strong arm of the law being wielded at them unfairly. I'm wondering, in your role as a Republican prosecutor in this county, what do you see happening as a nation right now as it relates to racial justice?
Well, it's interesting, when you and I were chatting off the air, you said, you know, law and order prosecutor, which I am. I swore to enforce the laws of the state, and I will do that. That doesn't mean I have to agree with all of them, and there's some I disagree with, but I still swore to uphold those laws. It's not my job to interpret these differently than they are, you know. And so many people have difficulty in, for instance, just as an aside, in my race, we have my opponent, who I get along with fine, but I disagree with his theories on prosecutorial discretion and things of that nature, who has announced that he will not ever seek the death penalty. Now, that sounds great if you're anti-death penalty, but that's not what the role of the prosecutor is. The role of the prosecutor is to enforce the laws that you swore to uphold. And in Ohio, we have a law, and it's for the worst of the worst. I've tried 5 serial killers myself, personally. It's for the worst of the worst. And to just say, I'm not going to do that, I think is wrong. But getting back to my initial point, when you said you're a law and order guy, well, I'm going to enforce the law. We do so many things trying to get people back on their feet. I mean, we started the first victim witness program in the history of Hamilton County. I was part of the very small group that brought the first drug court to Hamilton County. And matter of fact, it's to anywhere in the state of Ohio. We had the first drug court here, where we tried to get people out of this cycle of addiction and get them the help they need to be productive citizens. And it's been I would term it a huge success. So when you think of a prosecutor, you think, oh, he's in trial, he's trying to, you know, put somebody on death row. That's a very, very small part of my job. And a lot of it is getting to the point where we're trying to help people that have problems with substances and things of that nature. Now, there are people, I will say this, that you can't do that for, period, that are violent. Nobody would ever, and I would defend to anyone the right to a peaceful protest. I think that is... that's America. You know, that's the way it is. But when you resort to arson, assaulting our police officers, things of that nature, we're not going to put up with it in Hamilton County. One of the things that I'm most proud of, and it's coming from a prosecutor, and what I see as my role as prosecutor of the county, is I've always prided myself in doing what I thought was right in the face of criticism from some corners. I mean, I remember when we indicted this UC cop for killing Sam DuBose. Many police officers were upset with me. And as a matter of fact, they voted no confidence against me. But you know what? I know in my own mind what the right thing to do was. I believe to this day Sam was murdered. To this day, and I'll go to my grave believing that. And I thought it was important that we do exactly what we would do for anybody else just because he's in law enforcement. There's bad cops. I told the jury this. There's bad cops, bad prosecutors, there's bad judges, there's bad jurors. The measure of an institution is not that they exist, but it is how you deal with that bad one. And even though we had two hung juries on Denzing, I was very proud of this office in the face of criticism by some members of law enforcement. Other members of law enforcement were very supportive that we would do the right thing. So people may disagree with the direction the ship is going, but this ship is going in a direction. And the ship that I've been able to run is to assemble a tremendous amount of talent, people that have hundreds of years of trying serious felony cases. And it's a record I'm proud to run with.
We're talking to Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters, a Republican who is running for re-election this year against Democratic challenger Judge Fanon Rucker. And we'll just refresh people's memories about Ray Tensing, the UC, the former UC police officer who had shot and killed Sam DeBose, was tried twice. And you decided, Joe, that you would drop that case after two previous juries could not reach their unanimous agreement on murder and voluntary manslaughter charges. You talked about the talent in your office, Joe, and that's kind of been called into question by your opponent, Fanon Rucker, who has questioned the diversity of the office and the gender makeup of the office. You know, that you haven't hired any black people since returning to the office in 2005, or some issues with hiring women. I'm wondering what your response is to that. Is that true?
It's absolutely false. I don't want to ever call anybody a liar. I think he already knows the answer to this. That is not true. I think like 47% of our office is women. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I know our last batch of hires, there was a black male in that group before we shut it all down due to the pandemic. We hire the best people I can find, white or black, it doesn't matter. And to say that we haven't hired black people is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. As a matter of fact, Fanon made that claim on another televised little debate we had. And I said, come to my office. I'll buy the coffee. You can walk through there and you can see how diverse this office is, because it is diverse. And for him to keep saying this is unfortunate, because first of all, I think he knows it's not correct. Secondly, it's an attempt clearly to divide the community racially, which I think is wrong to do for political benefit. It's just not true. And I don't know why he keeps saying it. I keep saying it's not true. I'm not going to go confront my African-American employees and say, hey, would you go do a TV spot for me? I'm not going to do that. I think it's demeaning. It's not what they're about. They're not there for their race, but they do a great job, or they wouldn't be doing what they do.
Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters is a Republican running for re-election this year. And another area that's been raised against you, Joe, is I guess the amount of time you spend as prosecutor, right? Because you're also a private practice attorney in addition to serving in the public role as prosecutor. Fanon Rucker had told one of our writers here at WVXU, quote, I don't understand how it's possible in a county of 800,000 people to go part-time. The question is, how is there attention on all of the issues this county faces, and how can we, the people, be comfortable that conflicts of interest don't override the interests of a powerful elected official when a significant period of their time is spent doing side work, some of which crosses over into both worlds? What's your response to that, Joe?
Well, I can understand why he doesn't get it, because he's never run a major government office in his life. I mean, Fanon's biggest decision is who he's going to hire as his bailiff. I've got 200 employees here, depending on how our county budget lands. Being part-time is a payroll classification. I've handled two major class action suits on behalf of the state of Ohio, which required me to have a private practice designation that I could do that. And that's all it means. I spend probably 70, 80 hours a week being prosecutor. I'm constantly either in my office, on my phone, dealing. This is the reason I love this job so much is because every day is different. Every day you have a different issue that you have to confront, whether a cop did something stupid, a prosecutor did something stupid, a judge did something stupid. I mean, we are the center of the storm in Hamilton County. That's just on the criminal side. On the civil side, you know, we represent every elected official in the county. I do have a wonderful staff. It's not infrequent. We have obviously staff meetings, calls like this one, constantly updating what's going on, things of that nature. My role as prosecutor and dealing with other elected officials, the mayor and others, especially during this last summer, there was a lot of coordination there. But people can rest assured that nothing could be further from the truth that I've got to this major private practice, because I don't. But, you know, you got to say something. I mean, the reality is this, and this is the truth. Fanon has never tried a felony case in his life, ever, okay? And in our last debate at Channel 5, I said, if your wife or your daughter or your sister or your brother or dad is murdered, who do you want to handle that case? Someone who's done it for 22 years, someone who's tried countless murder cases, tried five serial killers, knows the system, knows how to try a major, major case? Or do you want someone who's never even tried a single felony in his life? The contrast is stark.
Joe Dieters is the Hamilton County prosecutor, Republican running for re-election this year against Democrat challenger Fanon Rucker. Joe, we've got about a minute left. What do you want to achieve if you're returned to office for another term?
Well, I can tell you, as I have developed into this job, I have come to realize, probably more so in the last 10 years, how this office can really help people. There's such a misconception out there that all our job is to put people in jail, and that's not it. We're there to seek justice. And if you've got a mom with a couple of kids who has a drug problem and can't get help, one of our diversion programs, we have more diversion programs in Hamilton County than any county in Ohio, which is remarkable if you think about it. Obviously the drug court is critical, but if we can help people like that, I get a lot more pleasure professionally being able to help people in a bad way than I do putting people on death row. I do. Look, even when I put people on death row, there's a victim's family out there who are looking to this office for justice. And our job is to seek justice. And obviously, if you're seeking the death penalty, you're dealing with the worst of the worst. And in that way, even on horrible cases like that, or the mom that's got a drug issue that needs to be cleaned up, they both give me great satisfaction.
Joe Dieters is the Hamilton County prosecutor, a Republican up for re-election. He faces Democratic challenger Fanon Rucker this year. Joe, thank you so much for the time you gave us. We really appreciate it.
You know, anytime, you guys, I appreciate the good work you do.
And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Let's break down another race. This one, the race for Hamilton County prosecutor between Democrat Vinon Rucker and longtime incumbent Republican Joe Dieters. I'm going to break it down with who else? WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. He's on Zoom. Welcome back, Howard.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to have you. And this is a very interesting race beyond the actual position they're running for. This is like Custer's last stand as it relates to Republican politics in Hamilton County, right?
Yeah, I remember, even about a year ago, Alex Granafila, the chairman of the Hamilton County Republican Party, I asked him what the priorities were for 2020 for the county party. Here's what he said: Dieters, Dieters, and Dieters. That was it. I mean, that is their top priority, is getting Joe Dieters reelected and keeping that office, which has a lot of jobs attached to it. And is, you know, if they know that this is becoming a blue county, or it has become a blue county, and it's going to get even more so, this is their foothold.
What does that mean? It has a lot of jobs attached to it. Is it all like the assistant prosecutors? Are they all brought in by the guy who wins?
Yeah, I mean, it's they hire them, and they're not all Republicans. Some of them are Democrats too, occasionally. But there's other jobs too. I mean, there's, you know, investigators, there's clerks, there's secretaries, there's all kinds of people that work for that office aside from lawyers. You know, for every lawyer, I mean, there's probably three or four other people.
And we're talking with Howard Wilkinson, WVXU senior political analyst, about the race for Hamilton County prosecutor. Well, let's talk about these guys. Joe Dieters has been a household name around here for most of my life, really. And he even got elected statewide at one point before returning to take his old job in the prosecutor's office. Is it unusual for him to face such a tight battle this time around?
Yes, it is. I mean, he's not really had much of a challenge in the past. And I think that this is probably the toughest one he has ever faced or ever will face. I don't know what his plans are in the future. But, this is for real. And he understands that. And the Republican Party understands that. That's why they were talking about, you know, raising $1 million to keep this seat.
And tell us about Vinon Rucker. We spoke to Vinon, obviously, earlier as well. Mm-hmm. And he's someone who ran for this position before. He's grown in stature in the local political community, eventually being elected to be a municipal court judge. He stepped away from that to seek this job. Is there anything unique about it being him in particular going up against Joe Dieters as opposed to just generic Democrat?
I think there is, actually. I mean, it's, you talk about he has run for this office before, and it was in the year when Joe Dieters came back from Columbus to Cincinnati to take over the prosecutor's race when Mike Allen dropped out. And he, Vinon Rucker, got in as a write-in candidate at the very last moment. So both candidates, Joe Dieters and Vinon Rucker, were write-in candidates. And Vinon didn't win, of course, but he did so well that it got a lot of attention in Democratic circles, and he ended up getting on the municipal court. And he's become a really significant figure, particularly in the African-American community in Cincinnati. He is well known, he's well respected, and he's a serious candidate.
Howard, the role of prosecutor or district attorney, whatever the title might be anywhere across the country, has become an important one in the conversation that activists are having about justice in general, that there is a role in racism across the country that prosecutors and DAs might play. I didn't hear a lot of reflection from Joe as it relates to that. I asked, you know, what he's seeing happening in the country. Is that going to be a problem here in this election? Do we need to hear from prosecutors in some sort of reflective tone about what their jobs mean and what it might have meant historically in racial inequality?
I think it's one of those issues that, and you're right, Joe Dieters has always been reluctant to talk about that, even though it is a part of his daily job. As he decides, you know, what cases are going to be pursued, what to take to the grand jury, what not to. But for Fanon Rucker is certainly taking that those issues to him as a prosecutor, saying, hey, look, there's a lot of dissatisfaction in the black community in Hamilton County about how justice is meted out to African Americans.
Well, we know that they're at odds over the staffing of the prosecutor's office currently. Fanon Rucker had accused Dieters of not hiring any African Americans since retaking the office in 2005, not hiring women. Dieters disputes that and said he didn't have the numbers in front of him during our conversation, but he just disputes that. But there is one thing that Dieters is on the record to us at WVXU, to our Nick Robertson, who wrote a column about this. And as it relates to the racial makeup of people charged with crimes in Hamilton County, he said, quote, anyone who knows me or my staff knows that it's false, basically, if there's bias in the office. And he says that you have to deal with the cases you're given. And when the vast majority of homicides are African-Americans killing African-Americans, those are the cases you get. Is that the wrong message in this current climate?
Well, it can be construed as the wrong message, I'm sure. But in fact, that is the case. You know, he can make a pretty good case for that, that most of those kind of crimes are black on black. And there's a whole lot of people in the African-American community who are very, very concerned about that. And, you know, I think Joe tries to acknowledge it and tries not to base his judgments, on race, but, you know, it's clearly always going to be a factor.
Well, he goes on to say in that same interview with our Nick, he says, people want to live in this dream world where it's everyone's fault but your own. I can't help that. This is not an uncommon occurrence throughout the U.S. They don't trust the police, they don't trust the prosecutors, and they don't trust the judges. And it just seems like here we are having this national conversation about history. And it's not like there's no reason historically for black people to not have full trust in police, prosecutors, right, or judges.
Exactly. Absolutely, yeah.
And so, is he missing an opportunity here to reflect?
You can make that argument. I don't think Joe sees it that way. You know, this is who he is. This is who he's always been. I don't think he is going to change. You know, whether that's going to cost him in the November election, I don't know. But, you know, he's certainly not going to change his basic philosophy.
So here we are running out of time, Howard, and I think you kind of hinted at what your answer might be. Who wins this thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just based on name recognition, Joe Dieters wins the thing, but, and because he has such strong support outside of the city of Cincinnati into the suburbs and the townships and that sort of thing. But Fanon Rucker, and he has more resources. He has much more money to spend than Fanon Rucker. But Fanon Rucker is a fighter, and, you know, he's got a pretty good reputation in town, and he is going to give him a challenge in a blue county.
WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson, thanks again. We're going to talk again tomorrow about the race in Ohio, too, between Brad Winstrup, the incumbent Republican, and Democratic challenger Jamie Castle. We'll talk then, Howard. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.